Dating in Sacramento is a complete dumpster fire. But the stories really are funny.
Yeah.
Now it's Cody's red flag warning.
So when you're on a first date, if you can get in a group date setting, more fun, right? More people to talk to. There are no awkward moments. Should be good.
You would think so.
That's what Karen from Granite Bay was thinking. That's why she decided to go on a group date with this guy, and they decided to meet at a movie theater. Karen, what happened?
He ended up leaving me standing outside with no ticket.
He bought his own ticket, but he didn't buy yours.
Yes.
Did you have money for your ticket?
I did not. My friend's boyfriend bought my ticket so I could come in. Didn't talk to me, didn't sit next to me. We went out to eat afterwards. He again didn't sit next to me, didn't talk to me. A friend of a friend ended up sitting next to me, and so I talked to him all night instead. After it was done, we all loaded up in the cars to leave, and he didn't get in the same car as me.
Okay.
At the end of the night, he doesn't say bye to me. He doesn't say a word. He just gets in his car and he leaves.
What?
I didn't hear from him for about 2 weeks, and then he shows up at my friend's house yelling at me and crying because he had named our children, and he was upset I was talking to the other guy.
Are you being serious? He had actually named your children?
Yes, he named our children. He thought the date had gone well.
Oh, my gosh.
2 years later, we ended up working together. And then he started buying me gift certificates for Victoria's Secret.
For real?
Just out of curiosity, whose kids did you end up having?
I ended up marrying the friend of a friend and having his children.
So it kind of worked out.
It had a happy ending.
Yeah, are we maxing out?
I think we're going to max out. Full five.
Pat, Tom, and Cody.
105.1.
KNCI.